USA Radio News with John Hunt.
China reacted furiously to President Donald Trump's new signing of two bills aimed at supporting human rights in Hong Kong, summoning the U.S. ambassador to protest and warning the move could undermine cooperation with Washington. Hong Kong, a former British colony that was granted semi-autonomy when China took control in 97, has been rocked by 6 months of violent pro-democracy demonstrations. Thousands of pro-democracy activists crowded a public square in downtown Hong Kong for a Thanksgiving Day rally to thank the United States for passing the laws and vowed to march on in their continued fight. Trump's approval of the bills was not unexpected. Neither was the reaction from Beijing, giving China's adamant rejections of any commentary on what it considers an internal issue. Nevertheless, the clash comes at a sensitive time that could already upset thorny trade negotiations between the two nations. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump talks Turkey and the Taliban during an unannounced trip to Afghanistan. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
After President Trump helped serve some of the Thanksgiving meal to troops in Afghanistan, he kids with them.
I had a bite of mashed potatoes, and I never got to the turkey because General Milley said, come on over, sir, let's take some pictures.
On a more serious note, the president said later the U.S. has reopened talks with the Taliban. He said during a meeting with the Afghan president that the Taliban wants to make a deal, and meetings are underway. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police in the Canadian city of Kingston say seven people have died after a small plane crashed in that area. Transportation Safety Board of Canada sent a team of four investigators to the scene of the crash, where they're examining and documenting the wreckage. Kingston Police Constable Ash Gunzes said there's no indication if there were any survivors from the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Secret Service is warning both customers and businesses they both have a lot to lose from online criminals. John Clemens reports.
This year, the retail e-commerce forecast is expected to top $135 billion. According to Secret Service Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Matt Chevro, both consumers and retailers should be aware of the threats out there.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
Chevrolet reminds us online banking should not be conducted over publicly available Wi-Fi networks. I'm John Clemens.
North Korea fired two short-range projectiles, likely from a, quote, super-large multiple rocket launcher, according to South Korea's military, adding to tensions 3 days after the North said its troops conducted artillery drills near its disputed boundary with South Korea. The recent North Korean activities could indicate it wants to show what would happen if Washington fails to meet a year-end deadline set by its leader, Kim Jong-un, for the United States to offer a new proposal in their stalled nuclear talks. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the launches as a serious challenge to both Japan and the international community, even though the projectiles did not land inside Japanese territorial waters. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.